think it's a great relationship that we have with one another, and God's people love one another and get along with one another. I think that's so amazing about our community. I really do. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. This morning, for a passage text for our scripture, for our sermon this morning, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." As you all may know about me, I'm a school teacher and a pastor. And I teach school in Louisville, Kentucky. And I teach school in an alternative. It's an alternative school for troubled inner city kids. And I'm a math teacher. And so it's a challenging place to teach, but it's very rewarding. And so one of the things that happened toward the end of the school year, some of you may remember some months ago, there was a movie that came out. It's been several months now, but it was Black Panther. That was the name of the movie. Anybody remember that? And I was familiar with the Black Panther because growing up, I was an avid comic book reader. I love reading comic books. And so the Black Panther was a superhero like Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, any of those. He was a comic book character. Comic book superhero is what Black Panther was in the comic books. And as you all know, they've been taking all of these comic book heroes and making movies of them. That's what they've been doing, you know, a lot lately, and they make a lot of money apparently because they're making a lot of them. But so when this Black Panther movie came out, my school is relatively small, and the students and some of the faculty said, "You know what would really be neat is if we could get our whole school together and we could go see this movie, The Black Panther. We think it'd really be neat because it was a story of a man, and this man became a superhero, and he went out and he fought against evil in the world." That was the premise of the movie. And so everybody thought, yeah, this would really be good. This would be a good movie for our school to go see. It would be a great role model for these students to see this man who fought against the evils that were going on in the world. Well, they went to the principal and they asked the principal, "Can we do this?" The principal says, "Well, you can't just take a bunch of kids to the movie for no reason. You got to have a educational connection." And so our teachers got their heads together and they said, "Okay, what we will do then is we'll go see this movie, which is a movie about a superhero who was fighting against the evils in the world, and every one of our students will then create a presentation. And this presentation that each one of the students were required to present was going to be, first of all, they had to select an evil in the world." That's the first thing they had to do. They had to pick an evil in the world, and then they had to describe this evil, talk about this evil, and then they had to create a superhero to fight this evil. That was their assignment. That was their requirement. So all of the students, we went to the movie, we saw the movie, the students got their assignment, and they were kind of excited about it. They were kind of excited, and all the students picked different kinds of evils, and then they had to do this presentation. This presentation took place on a Friday, and it took place in a cafeteria, and the students got the trifold cardboard. Y'all know the trifold cardboard things? I'm using my hands to show you this, and so I hope you're seeing this perfectly. I'm hoping you're seeing in your mind these trifold things. And on these trifold things were pictures of their evil, and it was talking about what evil they chose. And then they invented a superhero to fight this evil. That's what they did on their poster. Not only did they do it on their poster, but they also did it in person, because each table, there was a student, there was their trifold poster, and then as we walked around throughout this presentation, the students would have to tell you what the evil was, and then the superhero they created. Is everybody following me? I know this is a lot of setup for this. Okay, so this is what we did. and they invited parents to this presentation. They invited local VIPs to this. In fact, the teachers even asked the principal if we could invite the TV stations from Louisville, and the principal said, no, I think that's a little over the top. And so we didn't get to do that. But anyway, we had parents, we had local people, and they came in, and all we did was we just walked around from table to table to table to table, and at each table, each student said, this is my evil, and this is my superhero. Okay, and as I walked around from table to table, there were the evil at one table was cancer, the evil at another table was child abuse, the evil at another table was domestic violence, the evil at, and you can just imagine violence that these children saw in their own communities. That was the evil, gun violence and drugs and all of this sort of thing was the evils that these kids chose, because this is what was going on in their own lives. This is what was going on in their own homes. And so not only then did they pick the evil, but they also invented a superhero. And so I walked up to one table, and the first table I walked up to, she had a poster, and her poster was about cancer because her mom had died of breast cancer. And she had a poster of cancer, and she said, this is my evil. And then on the other side of the poster, she had invented Cancer Man. And she said, this is Cancer Man. And Cancer Man, when he was just a normal person, and then one day he got struck by lightning. And when he got struck by lightning, he got a power to defeat cancer. And now he can walk into hospital rooms, and he can just touch people, and cancer is gone. I thought, cool. Pretty cool, right? And then I walked up to another table, and another table, they had a picture of a gun on there. And this girl said, my brother was killed in a gun-related accident, and this is my evil, and over here's my superhero. And she had a superhero, and this guy had on a bulletproof vest. And she goes, this is my superhero. And he goes out in the community, and whenever somebody starts to shoot somebody, he jumps in front of them, and he takes the bullet, and they don't get killed. It was interesting to go from table to table to table and see the evil that these students experience every day of their lives, and to see the superheroes that they created to defeat this evil that's in the world today. And I thought it was interesting. It was kind of interesting. It was interesting in a lot of ways. One way it was interesting is the fact that we live in a desperate world. We live in a desperate world. We live in a world where there is a lot of evil. We live in a world where there is a lot of challenges, and the answers are few and far between. And so I was a little sad as I walked from poster to poster to poster. And then I came upon a poster. And this poster, as I walked up to it, the student did as the student is required to do. They're required to tell you their story. And as I looked at this poster, there was a picture of a man, two pictures of a man and two pictures of a girl. And the first picture of the man was really, he was unshaven. He looked ragged. His eyes were bloodshot. He just looked very unkempt. And he looked very unhappy. And then in the picture that was right beside of that picture was a same man. And he was smiling. He was happy. He was clean shaven. He looked very well, you know, kept. And then underneath that was another picture. And it was a picture of this girl that was presenting this poster. And she, in the first picture, looked awful. She looked awful. She just looked, you know, terrible in this picture. But in this picture, she was smiling. She was all fixed up. Her hair was clean. It was dirty and ragged in this picture. But in this picture, she's all cleaned up. And so I went up to this girl, and I said, tell me about your poster. Explain your poster to me. And she goes, this picture here is my dad. And this picture here is me. And me and my dad, we have struggled for years and years and years with depression and anxiety and panic and fear. And she said, because of this depression and because of this panic and because of this anxiety and this fear, she goes, I haven't been able to stay in school. She goes, I have been kicked out of so many schools in Louisville, Kentucky. She goes, you wouldn't believe how many schools I've been kicked out of. She says, I can't pass a class. And I said, well, what about the picture up here? Who's this man? She goes, that's my dad. She goes, he suffers with depression. He suffers with panic. He can't keep a job. He couldn't make a marriage last with my mom. And she goes, it's been very, very hard. Well, then I was just looking at the second picture. In the second picture, the guy's got a smile on his face. The girl's got a smile on her face. And I asked her, and I said, well, what's the second picture? And she looked at me, and she smiled the biggest smile you ever seen in your life. And she said, me and my dad got saved. Oh, man. Oh, man. I tell you what, I almost lost it. I almost lost it because I'm a minister first and school teacher second. And when I'm standing there and I'm looking at that, and she goes, me and my dad got saved. Oh, I wanted to jump up on the table. I wanted to say, hey, everybody, come over here. And the reason I wanted to say, everybody come over here, is because this girl had a real hero. Her hero was real. In other words, this cancer man wasn't real. Now, the evil was real, but the hero was made up. Here was a man got struck by lightning. Now, he could, you know, go in the hospital room. He was imaginary. He wasn't a real hero. This girl had a real hero. Amen. She had a real hero. She had a smile on her face, and she said, me and my dad got saved. And she said, when we got saved, she said, God turned our lives around, and God helped us with the struggle as we were struggling with depression, as we were struggling with fear, as we were struggling with panic. She said, God came in, and God changed our lives. That's the reason for the second picture. You know what else she told me? She said, not only did me and my dad got saved, we got into church. Oh, man, I was having, man. I tell you why. They say God's not in the schools anymore. He was that day. And you know, that was the beauty of this experience, because this girl had a real hero that changed her life. Changed her dad's life. And she said, not only did me and my dad got saved, we got into church. And she said, the people in the church pray for me and my dad. They pray for us, and they accept us with our flaws and with our problems and our shortcomings. They accept us, and they pray for us, and they put their arms around us, and they put their hands on our shoulder, and they say, you're going to make it. She had a real hero. And you know what? Every person that came to this girl's table, she told them about God. She didn't preach to them. She said, this is what happened to me, and this is what happened to my dad. We got saved. We got saved. Her God was real. Her hero was real. God is real. And God will still change lives today. That was the most incredible experience that I've had in a long time, to see a young lady stand up in front of all her classmates. She stood up that day in front of all her classmates, and she gave God the glory. And she said, God is my hero. And she walked out of there with a smile on her face, because she knew God. And she was willing to take a stand for that. I admired that girl so much, because as I watched her and as I watched her fellow classmates go by her poster, and she said, we got saved. God changed our life. She said that. Boy, are we that bold? Are we that bold to be able to stand up in front of the people that we work with, the people that live around us, the people in our own household? Are we bold enough to stand up and say, look what God has done. Look what God has done in my life. Look how God has changed my life. Look what God has done, miracles in my life. And I want to tell people about it. I want to talk about it. I'm not ashamed to stand up and say, God is my hero. Everybody say, God is my hero.
God is my hero.
Amen. God is my hero. And I'm not ashamed to say so. I'm not ashamed to stand up in front of my peers and say, God is my hero. And he's real. Because all of these other heroes were imaginary. They were all made up. Her superhero was real. God is real today. God is real today in this place. God is real today in your life, in your home, wherever you may be. God is real. God is real. When it came time for them to give the award for the best presentation, for the best poster, I was in the group choosing. I didn't know who they'd pick. There were some pretty good presentations. One girl had done a presentation on poverty, and she had actually taken cardboard and made a real nice little, what's this thing called, three-dimensional thing? What do they call that? Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, all right. And she had made this with out of cardboard, and it looked really nice. And her evil was poverty. And then she had a superhero that battled poverty and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, well, maybe she might win it. I thought maybe she might get it because she put a lot of work into that. And it took a long time to build that. In fact, she worked on half of it in my room when she was supposed to be doing math. She did. She'd come in and say, Mr. Bell, can I work on my project? I say, sure, go ahead. Just as long as you keep your mouth shut, don't bother me. We teachers do that sometimes. I hate to say that we do that. When it got time to announce the winner, they called this girl's name. She won. She won the prize. But I don't know if it's because she had the biggest smile on her face. I don't know if it's because she had something real to talk about. I don't know. But they awarded God first prize that day in a public school.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. In a public school, God got first prize that day. God got first prize that day. The scripture that I read earlier, I'd like to share that again. In Hebrews 1:3, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Isn't it amazing that we see God at work in so many places, even places you don't expect? You see God at work because God is real. And God's still working today in our lives. And he's still changing lives. He changed the life of this young lady and her dad. Touched the lives of children at my school that walked through and heard her presentation. And God got the glory that day in a Jefferson County public school. Can you believe that? God got the glory that day. God got the glory. And that girl, she could have done her project on anything. She could have done her project on violence, drugs, poverty, cancer. But she said, I want to give God the glory for what he's done in my life. And I tell you, folks, that's a message, isn't it? And a message to all of us to say, I want to go out there today, and I want to go out there tomorrow, and I want to go out there the next day, and I want to be the one that stands up and says, God is my hero. God is my superhero. Because he's real. And he changes lives. And he changes lives still today. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the testimony of this girl. Thank you, God, for this testimony for this young lady that was willing to stand up in the front of her classmates, teachers, VIPs from the community, and say, I want to tell you what God did in my life. I want to tell you how God changed my life, and I want to tell you how God changed the life of my dad. I want to tell you that God is real, and I want to tell you that He still changes lives today. And so, Heavenly Father, as we come this morning to this time of invitation, my prayer is that, Lord, if there's anyone here that's never been saved, they've never prayed and asked You to come into their heart, they've never prayed the sinner's prayer and say, Jesus, save me. Our Lord, there may be someone here this morning who just wants to come and say, I want to make God my superhero. Lord, this is Your time. This is Your invitation. I pray You'll take it and use it according to Your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Could we stand at this time? And if God has spoken to your heart this morning as we sing our song of invitation, if you would like to come, receive Christ into your heart, this is your time.